Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most financial planners are fee-based. That is, they charge a fee for their services and no sales charges for the investment products themselves. Our next guest says, this industry business model is causing a large segment of the population to be unable to afford competent financial advice. Garrett Strange is Vice President of Operations for Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Garrett, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you having me on.
Give us a little more detail on how the financial planning or financial advice industry traditionally works.
First of all, the financial advice industry was really transactional driven. Brokers and financial advisors earned their compensation by selling products. Part of what they would do for that commission is provide some financial advice. That has evolved more into a assets under management model where financial advisors charge a percentage of the assets that they manage for a client on an annual basis, and for that revenue they receive, they provide ongoing financial planning. The problem with the assets under management model is that it really narrows down who financial advisors can profitably work with. Those people out there who don't have a significant amount of assets accumulated, they are not clients who can profitably be served under a AUM or assets under management model.
So what is the industry average for a minimum account size these days?
Sure. So typically, the minimum account size is about $250,000 on average. Some firms obviously have lower minimums. Some have higher minimums, depending kind of where they are in the life cycle of their firm.
And what is the usual percentage of those assets that, on average, a firm would charge a client?
That ranges anywhere from 2%, and some, you know, are as low as about a 0.5%. I would say on average, it's about 1%.
What are the choices then for younger or clients of any age, I guess, that, who don't have the assets that a traditional fee-based financial planning firm would be able to help because, you know, the assets are not enough?
So the options that you have are you can implement kind of a monthly subscription model, similar to a gym membership where a client will pay a financial planner a monthly fee. And for that monthly fee, the financial planner will provide, you know, ongoing advice in all areas of a client's financial life. The monthly subscription model pricing is typically based on a percentage of the prospective client's income. Typically 1% is kind of a starting point for that pricing.
Is that a new trend then, a subscription model?
It is. It is where the industry is headed. With robo-advisors coming on the landscape and compressing investment management fees, the assets under management model is kind of getting squeezed. You know, you can go get your assets managed by a robo-advisor online for, you know, less than half than what you're paying your current financial advisor.
Robo-advisor? Is this a computer program?
A robo-advisor is a computer program. It is a objective set of algorithms that can put someone in a optimal investment portfolio based on their answers to a series of 5 to 10 questions.
A robo-advisor can't help you with estate planning.
They cannot. So, you know, where the robo-advisors are lacking is kind of the personal touch, the ongoing advice. So there's no advice there. They can put you into a optimal investment portfolio, but an investment portfolio is one piece of financial planning. When you need to know how to title your investment accounts to make sure that they are passed on to the correct beneficiaries, a robo-advisor can't give you advice there. A robo-advisor can't analyze your insurance products.
Are some firms developing a hybrid model where they continue with assets under management type of fees and also do the subscription model?
Yes. So there, a lot of firms now are doing kind of a hybrid service model where upon the first meeting of a prospect or, you know, a series of meetings, it is then determined what the best business model for that client will be. So, you know, we still have AUM clients as well that it works well for. The reason we developed or implemented this subscription model is that we're not trying to put, you know, square pegs in a round hole. We have options where people can have their needs met and we can also be able to profit as well.
Well, Garrett, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Garrett Strange is Vice President of Operations for Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.